All right, we're back.
I had to pick that song for, you know, the upcoming upcoming guest. She is an all-star. That was that is Ann Liguori. Ann, thank you for coming on course.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. And, you know, with Brian's time issues and your location issues, Frank, it's just a miracle that we're doing the show right now, right?
It is.
Well, they were both my issues, Ann. I'm sorry. I still have to apologize to Frank here. But you know what? He made it. The Prius went about, it maxed out at around 60 miles an hour, but he made it here just in time.
Yeah, just coming into the entrance here is a little shaky. It's like landing at a really bad airport, but it was fine. So, Ann,
we've got to dive right into this. Latest release of yours, Life on the Green. I think there's a sequel coming out, Life in the Hazards, for Brian Kroll. But Life on the Green looks fantastic. What a beautiful book. And I look at the names that you were able to include here. Amy Alcott, we've got Crenshaw, Harrington, Lopez, Nicholas, Player, Dottie Pepper. I mean, just legends of the game. And as we all know, golf teaches you lessons about life. But this had to be such a great project for you.
This was so much fun, and each legend was just so gracious. I decided to approach 12 legends, 6 men, 6 women, and it's really what they learn from their iconic golf careers that they bring to their day-to-day life. So it's all about life wisdom, and the themes are so universal. So if you're a diehard golfer, you're going to learn a lot. I know I did. I've been covering golf for a long time, and I learned so much more than I'd never known from a lot of these players. And if you're not a golfer, I think you'll relate to the themes and can apply them to your day-to-day life. I try to make it very inspirational, very uplifting, and I'm very proud of the book. I think I've accomplished that.
Yeah, you have. You know, it's interesting. Last week, Dave Maher had Amy Alcott coming on as his guest on his show. And he says, anytime you want to get Amy on, she is phenomenal. So I made certain I read your excerpt on Amy Alcott. And how interesting was that where, you know, she, first of all, I love her because she was sneaking on golf courses all over L.A. She wasn't a member anywhere. She used to hang out up at Riviera on the putting green. And she used to putt with this lady that was really well-dressed and blah, blah, blah. And it turned out to be, who was it again?
Rita Hayworth.
And she became friendly with all the actors. And, man, what a great story. And, you know, I think that this is something that serious young players that want to be stars on the LPGA, PGA Tour, they should definitely read this book because the four things that I've read on it, the four excerpts, like you said, it's about life and it's about what they've done on their journey and just a phenomenal read.
Well, you know, every chapter has a different theme, and I didn't have to coach any of the legends to take, you know, to talk about separate issues and separate themes. They all just came up with, you know, you learn so much from golf, and they all came up with their own wisdom. And Amy's chapter is be the captain of your own ship and trust yourself. And, you know, I love that chapter because, you know, she was self-taught. Her parents were very supportive, but they were not members of a country club, and you know, she was self-motivated and she would practice on her front lawn. And yeah, she would go and sneak into Riviera and play with the guys and she'd be on the putting green and she'd be right next to Rita Hayworth and didn't even know it was Rita Hayworth. And her mom had to tell her, hey, do you know who you're putting next to? So, you know, there's just a lot of wisdom from, you know, Annika Sorenstam. She talks about patience and the patience that she had to develop as a golfer. And then obviously in real life as a mom, you know, she has 2 young kids and that patience transfers over to the golf course into her real life. So the themes are all universal.
So you know, many great stories there.
You know, it was interesting to see everything that I looked at and I skimmed through a couple of the other ones. Everybody had supportive parents. You know, it's like they all grew up with really solid moms and dads and that would do anything for them. So I thought that was a great little theme throughout the book as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of commonalities. You know, Bernard Longer was talking about, you know, coming from a very, very poor family. And, you know, you look at somebody like him and what keeps him motivated, not only to train and to travel, but, you know, he's still playing. Obviously, he's injured now, unfortunately. But, you know, you just know he's going to come back and get into his winning ways again. And he comes from a very supportive family, but, you know, a very tough background. And I think a common theme along with supported parents, Frank, is just being, you know, just having that hunger to compete and to and for excellence well into your later years.
Yeah, I think another theme that tends to be there is overcoming challenge and having that drive. It's a fantastic book. We're speaking with Anne Liguori, the author, and she's done so much in the world of golf and sport and broadcasting. It's a pleasure to have you on here, Anne. Now, I know this book is going to show up in bookstores everywhere, but where's the best place for our listeners to go if they want to find out more about the book right out of the gates here?
Right. Well, you can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's April 2nd. It will be available. You can advance order it now. And, you know, I've had a bunch of them with me that they sent early. So I'm down in Palm Beach and I did a book signing at the Palm Beach Par 3 course yesterday. And that was wonderful. And I was at Trump International on Tuesday and Bear Lakes on Thursday. I have friends who hosted book signings. So it actually will be available April 2nd to the public, but you can advance order it now online and it will be available in April.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we need a book signing up at Bally's Golf Links at Ferry Point soon. I mean, this season, we've got to get you up there, Anne. I did want to veer away from the incredible subjects in your book to a name that is not featured in this one, although you've written about him much in the past. But since we're here on the Sunday of the Arnold Palmer Invitational, I just wanted to get some Anne Liguori thoughts on the King. And this is just one of those weeks where we think about him a little bit more and his impact on the game. But give me some of your perspective on Arnie.
He was the most charismatic athlete in the world. You know, I've covered every sport, right? I did a show on WFAN, Hey Liguori, What's the Story? Where I covered every team in New York, from baseball to basketball to football. And I've never met a more charismatic personality, Arnold Palmer. And I had the opportunity to spend some time with him after the U.S. Open at Oakmont, went to La Trobe and, you know, got to sit down with him. And he was ailing then, but he was still signing autographs, 3 hours a day. And he took time out to greet me and spend some time with me. And, you know, obviously he would have been in this book. I mean, it's just sad that he's not, you know, I talked to all these personalities, these 12 legends within the last, 6-7 months. And Arnie would have been just a terrific addition to Life on the Green. But obviously, we're always thinking about Arnold Palmer and the impact that he had on golf and all sports.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Anne, that was great news about, 2036 with the U.S. Open coming to Shinnecock, men's and first and the women's following up. That's going to be an exciting week. 2 weeks, I'm sorry.
I can't wait. Absolutely. And I see Dave Marr here. Hey, Dave. He's saying hello. And he keeps saying that I play Shinnecock more than he does, and he's the member. But
yeah, we're still trying to find out his member number so that we can slide in there and, you know, put some Bloody Marys on that Marr account. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens.
But, Ann, you know what? We are staying with Dave for 2 weeks, so we're looking forward to that.
Wow, does he know that yet?
Yes, he made the invite last week.
Looks like he just found out.
His
folks,
head. No way.
We're speaking with Anne Liguori, and it's just a fantastic book. I hope everybody gets a chance to read this, Life on the Green. And before we let you go, Anne, I wanted to put you on the spot a little bit and ask you a question about interviewing. I mean, how good is this? Oh. We've got someone who's an expert at interviewing, and we're trying to interview her. But what are the secrets, Anne? How do you get these incredible subjects to open up and give you such great stories and be so candid? What's the secret sauce here in interviewing?
Well, as you know, the secret sauce, and Dottie Pepper mentions this in the book, preparation. You have to come so prepared, do your research, know everything about that personality. And so that is preparation is key, doing your homework, doing the research, and then just make it
conversational. So in other words, Anne, you need to know what time it is and where the interview is taking place.
Daylight savings time. Hey, Anne, did you just say preparation or preparation?
Nice, Frank. Very
I like
nice.
That, Frank.
Excellent.
I got to get that to Dottie.
There you go. There
oh,
you go.
Man. Frank
just
is quick.
Make it conversational. You know, have fun with it as you guys do. You guys have a great time. And I just think, you know, make the person feel comfortable as you do. Almost too comfortable.
Well, not me. I'm driving all around the place here in Westchester finding things. So, no, I am not comfortable right now.
So, Anne, just one other thing here before we move to our next break is, you know, we've got the Masters coming up. We've got the final round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational actually underway right now. But what are you looking forward to as we get closer and closer to Magnolia Drive? What's the story that's on Anne Liguori's mind as we head into that exceptional week? And there are so many, but is there something that comes to the top?
Well, yeah, I'll be covering my 26th Masters, which in that's unbelievable to me because I started when I was, 12? But honestly, a couple weeks ago, I was playing this Legends tournament and Jan Stevenson was there and I had a chance to, you know, play with her and she's in the book as well. But I never bet on golf or any sport, but because I was at the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa, I decided, you know what, I'm going to make a Masters bet. So I'll tell you right now, I bet on Will Zalatoris. I just thought the odds were great and that, you know, it could happen, right? He's been playing really well. And obviously this week he's right in there. So, I just think there's so many great stories. Obviously, Rory going for the career Grand Slam. Every Masters has a magical story, whether it's an obvious one or not. So I just love the championship, and it will be interesting to to be there again, and hopefully the weather cooperates, and we'll all have a great time. You all will be there, right, Brian? Will I see you?
Absolutely. I can't wait. I just pinch myself every time I get a chance to join the CBS team down there. It's going to be a very, very special week. I do know this. The odds just went down on Zalatoris now that there's Liguori money.
I know. I didn't want to say anything.
Will. That is great. But we're really looking forward to seeing you down there at Augusta National. And certainly we look forward to reading all of the book, Life on the Green. You've got to check this out.
Yes, you've got to get it.
Oh, there's so much.
Fantastic.
So much great material in there. And thank you so much for joining us and being a part of On Course. We got to have you back here again soon.
Would love it. Thanks so much, guys. Hit them straight.
Thanks.
See you at Augusta.
Thanks, Anne.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Anne Liguori. I mean, she is truly a legend.
All-star.
I mean, that's great stuff. By the way, great lead-in song from our musical director.
I heard it the other day. I'm like, that's got Anne written all over it.
So the show is off and running, and of course there's another show off and running, which is the final round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Scottie Scheffler and Shane Lowry at -9 are one stroke ahead of U.S. Open champ Wyndham Clark. He's been playing some real solid golf, especially under those conditions. I can't wait to see how the final round unfolds. And scheduled to join us after this break, our good buddy, Brendan DeYoung. This guy, I love him. I love him. I mean, I loved him as a player, but as a broadcaster, it's a whole new side of this guy. He's a natural.
It's the accent.
Just a natural. So, folks, stay where you are. We'll be back with Brendan DeYoung after this.